believed in by both the Christians and the Jews, in Genesis 2 verse 2, where it states there, "And on the seventh day God finished his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done." Resting. He got tired. After working for 6 days, he got tired, needed a day of rest, so we had that day of rest for God. The Sabbath. This concept is unacceptable Islamically. Allah, in fact, does not tire from his work. He doesn't become tired. He doesn't sleep. As Allah describes himself in Ayatul Kursi, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Neither tiredness nor sleep overcomes him. This is the correct description of Allah. Also, you can find in Exodus 32 verse 14, where it is stated, "And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people." The Jews have written this in their Torah, that Allah repented of the evil which he thought to do to his people. This is nonsense. The idea of attributing to Allah repentance, who was he repenting to? To the Jews. You know, he felt sorry, he apologized to the Jews for the... See, this is what they have turned Allah into in there. If you read the Old Testament, Allah is turned into the genie from the magic lamp. You know, Aladdin, he rubs the lamp, the genie pops up, and he tells the genie, do this, do that, do the other. So this is how they treat Allah. You can see in their writings where God is the personal servant of the Jewish people. Right? So this is, of course, as I said, a clear error to attribute this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can also add to this the claim that Allah has a spirit. And this is something we'll look at in more detail later. But the idea that Allah has a spirit, right? And that the spirit inside of each and every one of us is a piece of Allah's spirit, this is also a deviation in understanding Allah's names and attributes. The basic principle that we follow here is لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing at all like him, and he is the hearer and knower of all. This is the basic principle. We do not describe Allah in terms of his creation. Where Allah describes himself in terms of using terms which we normally attribute to ourselves, Allah describes himself as having hands, a face, these type of terms. We accept them as Allah stated them, but we do not understand them in terms of his creation. That if Allah said he has hands, we don't say Allah doesn't have hands. No, this is wrong. If Allah says he has hands, who are we to come along and say Allah doesn't have hands? But what we say is that his hands are not like our hands. When we think of hands, we think of these five fingers. We don't apply this to Allah. This is error. Right? And even in English, we talk about the hands of the clock. When we see that, we don't think about a hand with five fingers moving around the dial. No. Right? So even in English, we use these terms and we don't take them as they refer back to ourselves. We talk about the face of the mountain. We're not thinking of the mountain having a nose, eyes, and you know, no, again, you know, the face. And these are terms which are used, but we don't take it in its literal meaning as it relates and pertains to us. But to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as nothing in his creation. We don't imagine Allah in any way within his creation. Because some people ask, people who are into idol worship, they say, okay, if you don't worship Allah in a form, I mean, how can you possibly worship Allah? They're so used to the idea, if you're going to worship Allah, either he's Jesus on a cross, or he's Shiva, or he's, you know, Vishnu, or one of the forms that they have prescribed for God, that makes sense to them. They can focus on this form, they can worship God through the form. How do you Muslims worship God without a form? Well, we worship God through his attributes. We don't have to put a picture and an image to it. Because once you put an image or a picture, then you have made him like his creation. We say, okay, no, he's a spirit. So what does a spirit look like? This smoky type of, hey, you're talking about smoke. You know, whatever image you try to put on Allah, it will be from something you saw. You have to perceive. You cannot talk about things. You cannot perceive of things except that your senses have perceived them. So whenever we try to picture Allah, we will picture him in terms of his creation, one way or another. So we worship Allah without giving him any of the likenesses of his creation.